From the book of Joshua, chapter 24 tonight. Amen. Start at verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which were your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Ammonites on whose land you dwelt. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. From verse 15, choose this day whom you will serve. Amen. God has given us the right to make a choice. He has. He really has. Amen. And we can go to heaven if we want to, or we can go to hell if we want to. It's really your choice. It's your choice, amen. And a lot of things in this life, we have our choices. And the thing that I want to preach about tonight is that folks tend to look for something to help them to make up their mind what they're going to do. All right? Come on now. You know how it is in the springtime when you're fixing to fix the garden. You got to, what do they plant on St. Patrick's Day? I mean, it's or by the side of the moon or the stars. They're looking for something that will show them which way to go and what to do.
Right, yeah, come on.
Amen.
Amen.
And the thing that's disturbing me that, you know, a lot of church folks are the same way. They're looking for something that'll guide them when they make their choices as to how they're going to live for God, what they're going to do. What has me disturbed and what I'm concerned about is that it looks like to me that this modern church world age is not looking to God nor His Word, but they're looking to the crowd.
Come on, right, preach, brother. Come on, right.
They're looking to the majority.
Right.
They want to be like everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
They don't want to stand out or be different in any way, shape, or form. And if we look to the crowd, we're going to be in trouble. God said, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Amen. God knew that mankind is kind of like a herd of buffalo.
Come on, come on.
You know how us Indians used to kill buffalo before we got the horses, don't you?
Come on.
Amen. We'd find a herd of them close to a cliff, and we'd stampede them toward the cliff, and they'd get to running, and the leaders couldn't turn, and the rest of them was just following blindly. So over the cliff they went.
Come on,
church.
Come on.
And I'm looking at a church world that's following, amen, the world today blindly.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Come on.
They don't look ahead to see where they're going to.
Come on,
church. I feel like we ought to sit down and look at some things in the light of God's Word, amen, and then make a choice.
Yeah.
You know, the fads and the fashions of this world, amen, are really not for the children of God. Because the fads and fashions of this world are for one purpose alone, to draw attention.
Right.
Huh? Come on, church. That's the only reason that they change them all the time. They're not looking for comfort. Come on.
Amen, God.
Not really. My wife won't get embarrassed, but we went to Texas to preach, and she forgot her church shoes, you know. And she wore an old pair of moccasins down there to drive in, and she had to wear them over the weekend. But Monday morning, she went to Walmart, her favorite spot on earth. And she came back with a pair of shoes that was different from any that I'd ever seen her bring back. She said, "I bought me some old lady's shoes. No buckles." But she said, "Oh, how comfortable they are." Sweet Lamb of God, that's the way I've been buying my shoes for years. But I feel sorry for people that are looking to this world, amen, to guide them in their choices of how they're going to serve God. Because you see, that's not going to be pleasing to God. Amen. I feel like that we must understand that God, I like what this brother was testifying. I thought, if he keeps it up, he's going to preach my message here. Amen, sure enough. Amen. But God has a way that's different from any other thing on the face of this earth. And if I want to go to God's heaven, I'm going to have to live like God wants me to live, not how the world thinks that I should live. Come on, church. Amen. We've got to make a choice somewhere. And Joshua said, "Choose this day whom you will serve." The Bible says, and this is the Lord speaking, "Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee." Huh? "Forever. When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of God." Come on, church. You know we're living in a world, amen, when parents and everybody else can't figure out why there's so much discord in the home. You know why it is? Because way back yonder they made a wrong choice. They decided to do it the way the world said it. Come on now. You know when Dr. Spock wrote his book, hey man, everybody went crazy after it. You know, he didn't think you ought to discipline a child. Come on now. I was somewhere going home and I had the radio on, kind of helped me awake, and this man was interviewing Dr. Spock, who had just got married to a woman, a widow woman, that had a 13-year-old daughter. So they started asking him some questions, and pretty soon he said, "I didn't know what I was talking about because I didn't know what I was talking about." He said, "That is one child that needs discipline." Come on, church. Y'all, I... Amen. Maybe I'm looking at a bunch of people you done got all your children raised. Amen. I was brought up very strict. Come on, my daddy didn't tell me to do something over once. Huh? When he said quit, he didn't mean slow down. Are you hearing me? Well, that ain't nothing but what the Word of God tells us to do.
Right.
Come on, the Word of God tells us how to raise our children, how to discipline them. Come on, church.
Yeah. Come on.
And the reason that we have such a generation of children today that will not mind is because we made a choice to do it our way instead of God's way.
That's right.
I never will forget when I was working on the job and a lady... was talking about her son. He was sniffing gas. You know, there's a wall when they... I don't know what in the world son, that's good about. I never did care much about that, but he's sniffing gas. And she said, "I can't get him to quit." And I heard him talking, and finally I said to her, I said, I'm just curious, how old is your son? I had my mind, 15, 16 years old. Said he's 5 years old.
Well.
I said, how much does he weigh? Oh, he weighs about 35, 40 pounds, whatever it was. And I said, how much do you weigh? She said, I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'm sure it's more than that. And you can't make him quit. She said, yeah, I know who you are. I know what you are. I said, I'll tell you one thing. I'd make him glad to stay away from the gas can.
Yes, sir.
Come on, church. I mean, God has a way of doing things that will work. Did you hear what he said here? Amen. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee. Come on. And thy children forever. God said, if you do it my way, it'll work. It'll work. Come on, church. But we want to follow the crowd. I remember once when my sister went over to visit some people next door to us, and they was trying to raise their children modernistically. And their little girl wanted to do something, and she wouldn't have said, no, you can't do that. So she fell on the floor and held her breath. And pretty soon the mother was kneeling beside her, oh, honey, come on out. It's all right, you can do that. And then, she got up and was just as happy as she could be. Well, my sister decided to come home and try that on Daddy. Daddy got his belt, said, I can whip longer than you can hold your breath. Didn't take her long to get up off the floor. Last time, never seen that again. Come on, church. I'm just telling you, we brought this on ourselves because we won't do it God's way. We're in the position that we're in because we chose to go the way of the world instead of the way of God. Amen. Said, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them, and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself. The Lord knew they was going to do this, but he was trying to tell them not to. Take heed to thyself that thou be not snared or trapped, by following them. After they be destroyed from before thee, that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. And thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God for every abomination to the Lord. You're hearing this. You're not doing this just to your children. You're doing this to God.
Amen.
Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God for every abomination to the Lord which he hateth have they done to their gods, even their sons and their daughters have they burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you to observe, do it, and thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. And sweet Lamb of God, if we ain't got a church that's trying to add their 2 cents into what God said do, or take away from it that they don't agree with. Come on, I'm telling you the truth, amen. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. I feel like they don't understand that one's the same to God as it. Leave his word alone. If he said do it this way, then do it that way. And don't even question why he does it that way. Just go ahead and do it. I mean, the Lord gave you the permission, if you please. He said, if any man esteem a thing to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Not the rest of the church, but to him. Hello? Hello? But we got a bunch of dictators behind the pulpit. God told me it was wrong to drink soda pop. He's lying. God didn't tell him that. Come on, church. God didn't tell him that. Woo! Amen? Amen. We got a whole church world that's split over drinking Coke or pop or coffee. Amen. Or tea or whatever. And the Bible said the kingdom of God was not in meat and drink. Come on. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. He's got it made right. Hey, ain't that right? Did he say pray over it and eat it and don't say nothing? You might find out you like it. My wife tried for years to get me to eat okra. I tried the slimy stuff. I couldn't hack that. So I wouldn't eat it at all. But I was moving to Arkansas, and I went down there, took a load down. And the preacher that was there, his wife fixed some fried okra. Amen. And Brother Ray Isaac picked it up and looked me right in the eye and filled my plate about half full of fried okra. Never asked me nothing. And I started to say something, and that scripture run through my mind. So I thought, well, I guess I'm going to have to choke this down. You know, I like fried okra. I'll declare, amen, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, church, I mean, God in heaven help us to have just a little bit of common horse sense. Amen. That's all God's commandments are. They make perfect sense when you live by them and you're a Holy Ghost filled. They make perfect sense anyhow, and you find out it was best that way all the time. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. I'd like to just be able, and it's been a battle, hadn't it? Amen. But the flesh always wars against the spirit. Ain't that what the Bible said? The flesh lusteth against the flesh, or the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. You're not going to be happy because God ain't going to be happy with you. And then you're going to be wondering where in the world the Spirit of God has gone to. Come on, most of our churches are sitting around thinking about and talking about the good old days. When God moved and God blessed and God blessed and this and that, and they don't understand why He's not today. I could tell them why. Because you chose not to go God's way. You decided to have church like the Baptist people teach to have it. Huh? Come on here. Come on here. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. There's a bunch of them coming to, I believe they're coming to Middletown, Ohio. Amen. Some big Baptist man was holding a seminar up here. Amen. Several years ago when I was in Oklahoma. Amen. And they was holding a seminar up here, how to build your church and how to have this and how to have that and I don't know what all. Amen. 10 days of it. Amen. And a whole bunch of holiness preachers was going to find out how to make their church grow. And they called me and said, Brother Buzzard, you want to go with us? Don't cost you nothing. We're all going and we'll take you with us. Where are you going? Well, we're going up there and Jack somebody, if I could think of his name, but I can't. Huh? I think that's who it was. Did you go?
No.
Oh, okay.
Come on,
Fred.
Huh?
I said, what are you going up there for? And they told me, I said, who is he? Well, he's pastoring this big Baptist church somewhere where they have to have 3 sessions to get them all on Sunday morning. We're going up to learn how to have a church, amen, how to have build a church and on. I said, you mean tell me you're going up there and sit under a minister that don't even believe in being born again, much less being sanctified, come on, or filled with the Holy Ghost, and he's going to tell you how to have church? Come on now. Amen. I said, I feel like God's got the answer for us, and if we'll do it like the Bible said to it, amen, you won't have to worry about it. Come on, church. Come on, choose this day whom you will serve. Come on, don't be surprised if God leaves the building. Amen. When you start changing your format to fit the world's format. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. It doesn't, you know something? It doesn't surprise me a bit that some of our bigger holiness churches are now losing them by the dozens here and there. And it ain't the reason because some little churches losing them. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, church. No, 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 no. Amen. They have compromised. Come on. You can go to their church and see they've compromised. And you don't have to sit there 2 years to see it. Just walk in and look.
Come on, Huh? Come on, church. Sweet Lamb of God. When we start doing things the way the world's doing it, we're in trouble. Because God ain't going to have nothing to do with it. Woo!
Oh, God, help us.
Israel did not listen. They didn't listen. Time and time again, they got in trouble about it. That's right.
They go to doing it like the world was doing it, and God let the Philistines come in. They'd be under bondage 20 years. Finally, they cry out to God. Amen. And God didn't deliver them again. And they're going to serve God now. They're going to do it just like God wanted to. And for a little while, they would. And then they go right back to it, and the same thing over, and it's the same way today. Come on, church. Name any church you want to name, amen, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist. If you go back to the roots of it, they come out of a bunch of people that was worshiping God in spirit and in truth, and look how dead they are today. Come on now. And I'm looking at a wholeness movement walking down the same road.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to get on none of my hobby horses tonight. But I'm here to tell you there's an answer to the reason why God's not moving like He used to move. And it ain't because God got tired either. Sweet Lamb of God. Amen. Amen. Time and time again they chose to follow their heathenistic nations in their worship of their pagan gods. And it got in trouble every time, every time. But still they persisted in following the crowd. I don't know why. Amen. Here we are in this day, in this hour, and our churches are in trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen. They're in trouble. Amen. The crowd has rewrote the Bible. The crowd's rewrote the format. Amen. They've got their idea on how we ought to worship God, how we ought to have Sunday school, and how we ought... Well, let me get off that before I get in trouble. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel in the Ramah, said to him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. The thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And Samuel warned them what the king would do to them. Come on, church. We know what happens when we get out of the will of God. Amen. Sure we do. Amen. He told them what would happen. Amen. But the Bible said, and he told them, said he... What all he's going to do, and he said, And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen, you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. But the Bible said, Nevertheless, most stubbornest generation that's ever been. The people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, Nay, we will have a king over us, that we may be like all the nations. Why is it when God has blessed and moved among us like He has that people are so set on changing it from what it was? Old time holiness. I don't understand. I really don't. And pastors are going along with the congregation and allowing them to do things that years ago they would not allow them to do. That's right. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, come on. You know I'm telling you the truth. You know I am. Sweet Lamb of God, amen. I'm telling you some of the things that men and women are doing and wearing and looking at and fooling around with today. Isn't it a shame? When a few years ago they was preached against, come on now, they was preached against, amen, and pastors went along with it, but after a while the congregation rose up and said, we want to look like the world.
Come on,
We want to be like them. We want to go where they're going.
You remember Jim Baker, don't you? And he had his little retreat down in the Carolinas, where it was at. Well, I was preaching a meeting here in Ohio. I don't mind to tell you, amen. Oh, God. And they didn't tell me it was going to be a fellowship meeting. Brother Aaron, they didn't tell me that. And I got to preaching about preachers that go to preachers' retreats like Jim Baker's. And they just got back the day before that.
Well.
Woo! Amen. And some of them preachers got real mad at me. In fact, they ain't cooled off yet. But it wasn't too many years ago that I heard them preaching even going to King's Island. I didn't even know where it was at. Come on, church. Come on. And now they're taking the whole church there. Huh? Do y'all remember when that school bus had a wreck coming back from King's Island down in Kentucky? What in the world was they doing over there in the church bus? Come on, church, there with the... I'm telling you, amen, we're losing out with God. That's the thing that bothers me, is we're losing out with God. Amen. Samuel didn't like it. Amen. He didn't like it. Amen. And the Lord spoke to Samuel and said to Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. That's what we're doing. We're saying, down with God. Down with God. Come on now. Amen. Amen. But God did tell him, howbeit, protest solemnly, amen. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm protesting solemnly against the way that our church world is headed, amen. Just to look and be like the world. We're rejecting God. Isn't it a shame when God holds all the answers in His hand? He paid for our healing. He paid for our salvation. Amen. And that's the real tragedy, is they're losing out with God. Amen. I don't want to ever, amen, be in the position of letting up on the standards of holiness or being the one to bring in a new trend. Come on, church. I really don't, amen. I have no desire to do that. Amen. The Bible said, and they served idols, whereof the Lord has said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments, my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants and the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their neck like the neck of their fathers, and did not believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and testimonies which he testified against them. Followed vanity and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. They left all the commandments of the Lord their God. Amen. God help us. You know, there's only one end for folks who insist on following the crowd. Amen. The Bible said, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah. And Judah seen what happened. And guess what Judah done? The same thing.
Yeah, right.
How stupid.
Right.
Come on, church.
Right.
We have looked at other denominations that have backslid away from their holiness standard. Yeah. Come on now.
Come on,
we have watched them as they went into apostasy. Come on now.
Yeah.
I was preaching down in Georgia somewhere, and I was out with the pastor. It's been some time back. And we was driving down the road, and I seen this guy coming running up the road. He had long blonde hair. Hey, man, he's wearing a pair of shorts and tennis shoes, jogging. And he's coming down through there, and I didn't think nothing about it because, you know, you see that everywhere anymore. And the pastor looked over me and said, would you like to meet the Assembly of God pastor? And I said, I guess, you know. I thought he was going to take me to one of them old-time assemblies. Huh? I was in the Assemblies of God when Mama got saved in 1942. Hey, man. Back when they built the Assembly of God church there at Madera, California, I was there. I know what that man preached. Hmm? And he said, well, here he comes. And I was looking, where at? Well, right there. I said, you're kidding me. No. That's the pastor. Come on, church. Where are we at? You know. And I thought, that's terrible. I said, that's the Assembly of God. And it wasn't long till I heard about a holiness preacher that was caught out in the front yard mowing his lawn in a pair of shorts. Where are we headed? Huh? Same mistakes. You know, nothing left but the tribe of Judah only. That's God's justice. All I got left is Judah. And guess what? The Bible said, and Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord, their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Are you hearing me? I mean, here God has rejected Israel because they rejected God and they made their own laws and their own commandments, and God has cut them off. And so Judah does and turns around and goes by what Israel's saying to do. Sounds like, well, I better be careful, but it sounds like today, don't it? And the Bible said, and the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them to the hands of the spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. And that's what we're asking for. Does it surprise you that one of the leading denominations, one of the biggest, amen, has voted in a homosexual priest? It shouldn't. It shouldn't surprise you in a bit. They rejected God years ago. They've been without the Spirit of God for years and years and years. Oh, I know they're rich and bringing in the money. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather feel what I felt in this spirit, amen, than have an income of $1,000, amen, every service we had, wouldn't you? Come on, church, I mean, here we are. And I feel like our wholeness movement is at the crossroads, amen. And I don't intend to turn off the main highway, eh? I intend to stay with old-time wholeness. How about you, amen? Ah, God help us, amen, to realize this is the only way to go. Amen, it's the only road to travel. And I intend to travel it to its end. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Many. The majority are going there. When he spoke of the narrow way, he said, few there be that find it. I'm going to be among the few myself. Amen. It's not the majority that's going to find the straight and the narrow way. No, the Bible said, therefore hell hath enlarged herself, her mouth and her mouth without measure, because hell will be the eternal home for those who follow the crowd. That's right. Amen. Amen. There's no way that you can please God and follow the crowd. No way.
Amen.
The worst thing we can do, amen, would to be like Pilate, who asked the question, amen, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? But everybody faces this decision, and you make a choice. What shall I do with Jesus? Come on. You either treat him like the world's treating him, or you accept him.
Come on,
church. He asked the multitude, he asked the crowd, what shall I do? And they said, let him be crucified. And the Bible said, they all said, let him be crucified. Not one vote for Jesus Christ. Not one. And I'm telling you, we're looking at a church world that about voted him out. About done away with him. Hung him on the cross again. Come on, church. The Bible says they crucify him afresh. That's right. Amen. And in most places, he's not even honored. Come on. He's done nothing. Amen. They don't pay no more attention to him. Amen. They didn't do anybody else. Amen. God help us tonight. If we fit in with the crowd, if we fit with the crowd, that's one thing I'm glad I never have fit. I never have. God gave me an independent spirit. Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Amen.
I told him down, Doug Heimer, we was talking about it, and I told him about it. I've been asked, I don't know how many times, what clique do you belong to, Brother Buzzard? Come on. I mean, we got them in Holton. Did you know we had cliques in the Holton Smoot? I haven't asked your pastor which one he belongs to. I got a feeling he's like me. He don't belong to nobody. That's what I told him. I said, you're looking at it. This is it. I'm the clique. Come on, church. I found that a long time ago. If I want to get along with God, I can't listen to man. Huh? Now don't look at me that way. I'm not talking about your pastor or the pastor you're sitting under. Come on now. But we got people that if you don't do it their way, you ain't going with them at all. They won't have it at all. Jesus had some disciples that felt that way. Huh? When they wouldn't go along with us, we rebuked them. Amen. That's right. Amen. When they wouldn't go along with us and wouldn't accept us, amen. You want us to call fire down from heaven and consume them? That's the way they felt. Come on, church. Jesus rebuked them. Huh? He said, I didn't come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Woo! Amen. Come on, church. He said, you don't know what spirit you are of. Amen. My God in heaven, help us, amen, to realize that we must be godly. In the book of Mark, we read about Jesus sending his disciples after a colt. Amen. That had never been ridden on. And they found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. That's where they found him. You see where he's at. He was tied. He couldn't do anything. He was tied down. In a place where two ways met. And that way was God's way and his way. Your way. And as long as you're in that position where your way and God's way meet and cross, you're going to be outside the door. That's where he was, without the door. You're going to be without. You're not going to be in. You'll be close, you'll be by the door. But as long as your will and God's will don't, as the old timers say, G
And that's not a cuss word. As long as they don't G, you ain't going to get in.
There's really only one thing for us to do tonight. One thing. The Bible said, and Elisha came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If God be God, follow him. And if Baal, then follow him. There's only one thing for us to do tonight. Amen. And that's to decide whether God is really God or not. If you really believe that God is God, and you got a lick of sense, then you know you're going to follow God. Amen? I know this has been kind of a strange way to start off a revival. Amen? And I'd like to make you shout and run. I don't know whether you do that or not. I think you do, but amen. I seen some of you down at Doug Heimer's was cutting the rug, I'll tell you for sure. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God. And I'd like, you know, but I want you to know where I'm coming from this week. I want you to know that I'm going to be preaching God's Word, just what it says in the Bible. And I ain't going to be adding no buzzard to it. I ain't going to be adding no click to it. Hey, come here, amen. Praise God, amen. I'm just telling you that if we don't get back to the basic thing of worshiping God in spirit and in truth, amen, we ain't going to get nowhere with God, and we're going to be wondering where it went. I don't want to wonder where it went. I want to know where it's at. Come on, church. I feel like we can have the victory in this hour if we'll do it like God said do it. If we'll go God's way, amen, he'll see to it. Amen, that we get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll let you finish this up, brother.
Amen. Amen. You really do believe that, don't you? That if we go God's way, we can have it? Amen. Praise God. Do you really believe it? Do you believe, amen, Brother Buzzard's preached to us what the Word of the Lord says. Now it's up to us to decide. Amen. This altar's open. Would you come tonight? Amen. If you're here and you're not saved, amen, tonight's the night you are to decide. Amen. Who you going to serve? Which way you going to go? You going to follow that way that ends in death? Or you going to give your heart to Jesus and let Him save your soul? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Y'all get out and come on to this altar tonight, saints. Come on down to this altar. Amen. After God's talked to us like He's talked to us tonight, come down to this altar. Seek the face of God. Come on.